Blog Talk Radio.
What is happening? Today is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, and this is your host that still can't talk, can't do nothing but work like an African slave, Stacey F. Johnston, without the T. Stacey Johnson, the host, and the nigga that got the website back on today. I can't get 59 of y'all niggas listen every night. Can't nobody give a dollar. You can't go to the website and give a dollar. My jokes ain't worth a dollar. Damn, I'm like 69 niggas listen every night. And 69 niggas can't give a dollar. That's because you all my family and you just ear hustling. I already know. But this is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday, and we finna talk about success. Because success don't mean money, dumb Negroes. That's where everybody's all fucked up. Because they say, oh, you got money. Oh, you doing good. How many niggas with billions them blew their heads off or some other nigga head off or drowned their kids or killed their wives? Oh, they had money. They look good. Everything looks wonderful, fantastico. And they dead. Okay? So success does not mean money. Let's get that shit straight first and foremost. And what I like to do as a young Black up-and-coming leader in the Black community, you feel me? I like to know what real motherfuckers think about shit. I don't want to, don't tell me what Tavis Smiley thinks about. Don't tell me what Oprah gives a damn about. Don't tell me what Jay-Z gives a damn about. I want to know what, I want to relate to niggas that really had their heart open for the Black community, like my main man, Dr. Martin Luther King. I want to meet that nigga in the sky, in the universe, and say, hey, look. You know you got cut up, trusting motherfucker, and pow. You know what I'm saying? We must be a strong race of people when every time it's a possibility of us coming up, pow. What's up with that shit? So if you're going to be a leader, you better be ready to go anyway, any. You better get you some Obama-style securitas. You feel me? But it ain't even about that success. Is a nigga that just said, look, I'm finna do this. And nothing's gonna stop me. The white man ain't gonna stop me. The Black man ain't gonna stop me. Mama and them, they ain't gonna stop me. Pookie ain't gonna stop me. And little shit, Kwekwe ain't finna stop me. That's a successful motherfucker. You feel me? You set a goal for yourself and you just march it out every day. Don't let nothing get in the back of your mind, in the front of your mind, other than the thought that you had. Because whatever thought you had, and it's in accordance with the wonderful and the beautifulness of our Creator, Jesus Christ, it shall come to pass. Okay? So we're talking about success. And at 8:20, my main man, Kenton's finna call. And he's doing this little seminar in SAC. The place I lived for 17 years. That's why that place named SAC. Ain't nothing good coming out of SAC but little baby stays. You feel me? But he's got a little seminar jumping off. Les Brown, all them old motivational Negroes. You know, they done had 50,000 years. We going to give them one more day on January 30th. Excuse me. Pardon moi. And I got a VIP pass, so I need me some Negroes to come roll up in there in the cabin with me. I know Terry. Terry, I need you to go, Terry. Let's roll up Negro style in the caddy with the flask in our pocket, and let's go see what they talking about. Because we already successful. The successful man is the man that plots his own way and says, this is what I'm finna do. Whether it feels good or feels bad, I'm finna do this because this is what God has put me in my heart for me to do, and I'm going to walk it out. So I know a bunch of successful people right now, starting with me, you feel me? Okay? When I worked for the white man, I was nicely compensated for my education. You feel me? And my three little plaques with my name on it. To the tune of $61,000. And that's okay. That ain't shit. In San Francisco, it would have been $80,000. In L.A., it would have been $80,000. Sac, $61,000. It's all good. So I went down to have that on unemployment. Okay? But then I said, you know what? I'm never going to work for nobody again. So this past year, I was happy to know. Never, because God was supplying my needs by the day. I didn't have to add it up because I knew by the day that God, I'm a success because God gave me this vision and this plan and I walked it out. And I didn't let nobody get in my way or on my nerves or on my back. And if you roll it, like Lenny say, all I want to know is can you go my way? If you can't go my way, then you can't go because this is some real shit. So this is 3 years into SF Johnson Consulting. Yes. We floated. Unemployment, we floated. We was in the conceptual vision of the thing that was to be. Okay? That's what we do when we're successful. We plan something. And then we put it in God's hands and we say, hey, Lord, you already know I wasn't made to work for nobody corporate unless the last name Johnson is at the end of that shit. And that would be my name. You feel me? Anything with the last name insurance, okay? Thank you very much. All my kids went to the doctor, okay? Everybody, Chris got his breathing treatments up until age 18, 16. Well, no, really. We got him some dental work even after the mommy lost the job, okay? We had all that. Mommy had the $1,500 two-story house with niggas' rooms where they was hiding alcohol, okay, in the two cars, the single mom. I had all that shit, thinking that shit was success. But as soon as niggas didn't give a damn shit, I was the first one right behind me. You don't give a shit? Trust me, I'm the nigga that don't give a shit first. I was doing this for y'all, for urine. You feel me? I'm a success whether I got my niggas, because, you know, and I'm like, I had to talk to Stacey. You only work your ass off when you got somebody else to work your ass off for. If it's just for Stacey, you just cool, not even tripping. And that's so true. But then I'm like, hey, see, my sister dead is 64. I thought she's 66, okay? I forgot what age. I'm 48, she's 60. Not 64. She died before our dad. And has nice shit. She'll be sitting in her front yard in Alice in Wonderland. Nope. She under the ground in Never Never Land. Never to walk again. Never to breathe again. She couldn't take the corporate little bullshit. And it drove her crazy. Hey, it ain't drive me crazy. I'm real. I'll look at you. I'll look at you and see what you do and what you do fuck you up. I ain't said nothing. Like Chris say, I ain't finna do that. I ain't finna. I swear on my mother and father, it feels like a bunch of motherfuckers walking around today don't know my name. Will you ever know? Success. Success ain't all that shit you put in on the Facebook that glitters and shines and shit. Even my beautiful Cadillac, old as it is, and as comfortable as it loves me, ain't success. That was a comeuppance because I was believing for the best for myself. That's success. When you believe for the best for yourself, you walk in what you believe. You don't let nobody turn your head from the left to the right, and you go forward with what God has told you. You're a successful person. When you're able to put down those things that others cannot, and you're able to go your own way, and you're able to enter the narrow gate, you're a success. Put your shit down on paper, okay? Even Mike, Mike's playing right now. He's a success. But you let too many people get in your mix, they get to fucking you up because they ain't got the same plan that you have. That's where you don't move your head from the left to the right. You keep going forward. And like Mr. Kravitz says, all I want to know is can you go my way? That's the only way to go. I had to let my boo almost walked home from Oxnard to L.A. because she didn't realize, oops, that you need to go my way. It's real simple. Nobody's turning me from the left or from the right. It's straight ahead. Because guess what? When your ass figure out you doing something different, I'm going to be right here, moving straight ahead. And that's how everybody should see their life. You need to move straight ahead. Don't let nobody turn you from the left or to the right. You move ahead. That's a success. Write it down. Make a plan. Plot a course. That's success. The successful man is the man that says, I'm going to do this, and he attempts to do it, and he does it. That's a success. Ain't got nothing to do with money. So if you decide you want to be the best, whatever it is, go out there and be it. Then you're a success. And you'll find money comes along, because when what you do is in line with the wonderfulness of service and what we're intended to be. We're here on this earth to serve each other. That's why the black man will always be forever blessed. Because somebody thought we should serve more than God thought we should serve. So find something you love to do that's in service to mankind and humanity, and that is in line with the goodness and the graciousness and the wonderfulness of those things that are above. God will bless you. So what time is it? Do you remember the time when Mike was still alive? It's crazy. You know, I said, motherfuckers will kill you if you let them. You know, you have to be of one mind, and that one mind is the one mind that created you. You know, I've been all mixed up. That's why I got a cold, because I'm out of my normal routines. I'm like, God, I know you're so important, but... You gave me these customers, and I got to do what I got to do. Feel me? So, but it's never an option to cut your time with God to help man. That's never an option. God's showing me that shit right now. That ain't never the option, though. Okay? Keep spending your 3-4 hours with me in the morning, because the remainder of the day I can multiply and you don't even know it. I can make shit happen when you don't need that much time. Never cut your time with God for man. Never, never. Ever, you will regret that shit. But if you're in one and with God, which if you like me, if you're spending that much time with God, 3 years straight, more time when I lost my job because I had the ability to. Even with a job, I'd get up at 3 because I had to be to work at 5 lunch. God's giving me his hour. I don't even dance. And then I got fancy. It's like, God, okay, look, we need to make a deal. God don't make no deals. And I'm the first nigga that know it. That's why I got a code. Because I'm out of balance. A code ain't nothing but your reality is here and there and everywhere. Instead of, as soon as I started thinking I'm working graveyard, I'm out of balance. Because my prayer is off, my sleep is off. Everything that's off that's brought me to this point is off. And then my sister died, so that really threw me off. Do you remember the time when you never got a code? I'm like, oh no. No, we're not finna get codes. We're not finna do none of that. Health, prosperity, I am happy, harmonious, perfect, powerful, strong, and whole. That's the chant of my existence. Everything good happens to me. As soon as I walk out this door, everybody out here loves me. They love me. Everybody out here, and you especially love me, depending on who you is, you feel me? That's the successful person. Confidence, attitude. And the car, you feel me? I got to get back to normal, man. This ain't Tracy Jackson. Anyway, success. Success starts first in your mind with the belief that you are going to be successful no matter what happens in your world. And see, I was raised that way. You know what I'm saying? I had a mom that said, like, you gonna get your ass beat if you ain't successful. Like, you choose, little Negro. So, like, you know, success is a really good thing. Shit. As opposed to getting my ass beat by 60, 50, whatever, how old, and then my daddy when he got his old ass home. Oh, hell no. I would like success every day, mother and father. And let me show you. I watch enough niggas get their ass beat. Tammy Johnson, okay? Like, Tammy, you dumb. She gonna beat your ass every time. Here you go for another round with your mama. My daughter's smart. She turned into a siren when she get popped in the mouth. I was like, you better be quiet. If the police come here because of your mouth, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you, Jesse. So me and Jesse are best friends, mother daughter combo that's ever existed. Then Elijah said, Danny, I'm going to be at your house every day. Like, I know you are, because that other grandma, I'm going to pop her in the mouth as soon as I see her. It's sorry excuse, you know. So, maybe because, you know, I don't know. But when you can't curb your shit long enough to help a child, you really got issues. And that causes me to pop you in the mouth. So, nowadays, people put you in jail for popping them in the mouth. So I refrain from popping people in the mouth, and I say, God, Lord Jesus, I need the strength and patience that only you can provide, because you know this person needs to be popped in the mouth. So can you pop them in the mouth for me, please? And he does, because I'm a success in the spirit. And I got a lot of people out there that love me. And always, 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 the positive forces, the positive feelings, the positive words, the positive actions, the positive, positive, positive will always take over any negative shit that comes in your life. A positive thought, a positive word, a positive whatever is 10 times as strong as any negative motherfucker out there in the street. So don't let them get to you, because your positivity will overshadow them and outshine them every motherfucking time. You feel me? This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. I'm Thursday, and I'm going to take a break to blow my nose. You feel me? Is that racist? Because that's how they sound, man. And I love them, whether they're from here or from, how do they say? I'm from New Zealand. New Zealand. They put the emphasis on the other. That's Hindu. Hindu, they all sound alike, and they all my brothers, and they got the most beautiful skin ever. And I give them all my money. Okay? And this is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. And this is your host, Tracy Jackson, also known as Stacey Felicia Johnson, Jesse's mom, Freddie's mom, Chris's mom, and Elijah Scummy. And Aaliyah's on the box. Why did Aaliyah die? Because some dumb niggas was in charge of packing shit. Let's be successful. Let's learn some shit. Before we are airplane packers, let's go on the intranets and figure out how to do it. You will kill people. You will do dumb shit because you dumb. Just like some niggas I know that got themselves in a world of trouble just because, you know, you're doing nigga activity and you don't really know anything. And you don't know that certain things. I mean, there's white people that got caught up doing stuff that's stupid because, really, you don't know that law exists because you've never had to deal with it. But guess what? Surprise. You know, education, knowledge, that is power. That is power. We have the internet. Right, type in anything. Somebody says, Stacey, you got an awesome web presence. I'm like, oh, I do. They Google my ass. Do you feel me? Okay. So I'm like, oh, really? That's good and bad. The internet, it has everything on it, even random niggas like me. Okay. You can learn some shit. Learn something. You ain't got to really necessarily go to school. Learn something. If you can read, you can learn. You can be successful if you can read. Okay? I see tons of people in my country, the country that my black people was shipped over here from Africa and died and raped, and we don't even want to go into that shit until February 1st. You feel me? Okay. It's my country. It's my country. If it's anybody's country, I don't know why black people make me so mad. This is your country. This is your ancestors' country. Not to mention the black civil rights motherfuckers that died for us. You feel me? What is wrong with you? That you allow black children to be treated the way they are, black men to be treated the way that they are, black everything. When we buy from them, why don't we get our own liquor store? I need four black people to open up a liquor store. I can get a liquor license. I don't have a felony. Let's open up the first black liquor store in South Central in 50 years. We drink enough of it, and I will get it for free. I'm not buying it once I own the store. I'm going to let you know that right now. I'm tired of buying shit from motherfuckers that don't give a fuck about me. But where are we, black people? Success. So it's in New York, where Kenton is. It is 11:22, and he is 2 minutes late. And he said, oh, no, I'll be up. I'll call in. So if he doesn't, we don't care because we are successful. We can keep a conversation going for 10 more minutes. We really care. You know, black people, I can't wait to get, I need four black people. The website is director@aaasm.org. Email me. I need four black people. We need to open up a business. Okay, whatever your wildest imaginations are, let's put it together. We already got Jesse coming down with money, a car, and an idea. But Jesse got her own thing. We need our own shit. What are we going to sell? Incense, T-shirts, barbecue? Figure it out. What you know how to do, there's a market for it. If God gives you the desire, it's a possibility. So I need four black people to email me and tell me what business we're going to put together. We're going to go from concept to reality on this whole shit and show that we know how to be successful because we're going to put together an idea. We're going to have some old random nigga videotape us. Everybody want to be on a reality show? Well, here we go. Negroes in Business. Let's call it that. AAASM.org. And I got to make sure all my shit is together. You know what? When I had my interview with The Root magazine, he said, well, why did you start your nonprofit? You didn't start it because you needed it? I'm like, what kind of shit is that? Who starts a nonprofit because they need it? Don't you start a nonprofit because you can help? If you start because you need it. I'm like, no, I started because I was so happy I didn't need it. And I know that there are women out there that do need it, and I would like to be the one to help them because I was blessed. I can overcome any situation because my parents prepped me. Some young women aren't as fortunate as I. So, because I honor my mother and father, and I love my mother and father, and I think that they should be honored more for what they have done by their own children, which I've yet to see, but I ain't worried about nobody but me, as far as I'm concerned. So me as a person, I told them I do this to honor my parents because they prepped me. So I'm very honored. I'm not going to be part of the statistic that says low-income, single-parent households live in poverty that are ran by black women. No, I'm not going to be that statistic, thank God, thank you, Jesus, because I was raised by Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, and they prepped me to be successful no matter what the situation, circumstance. And they told me that education is key, baby. Okay, and they said, look, here in America, you got to be twice as good to go half as far. So I need you to be twice as good, baby girl. And I was like, I'm with you on that one. So imagine how fucking smart our president is. Okay, because that ain't no lie. And then it's some old black people. Okay, they knew, my parents knew what the hell they was talking about. And they broke the mold with Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. Okay, even in their own children, they broke the mold. They just came out some farts that happened to be people. But as far as their youngest child, oh, no. Everything I do for my parents because I respect and I honor them. And I would not be the person that I am if somebody didn't give a shit about me. So they didn't just come home, get high, and just tell me to go on and do what I need to do for myself. No, they gave me morals and values and taught me and beat my ass and spent good money on me, on important shit, not a bunch of bullshit. You feel me? So this is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. And I need people to get their shit together and think success. And success and money is not synonymous. You feel me? You're successful if you put a plan together that's in line with God. Don't be stupid. We ain't talking about some old dumb shit where you hurting yourself and hurting other people. We talking about something positive. And you will always be guaranteed to get the best return if whatever you're thinking about is in service of humanity. You will always get the best of the best return to you. Because if Jesus didn't do anything else, he taught us that our job is to serve, to clean them goddamn feet. Right? Get down there and clean them feet. You feel me? You ain't good, better, or worse than anybody. We are all one. And we can all be successful. I could be more, I mean, if four niggas could work together, they could come up. Everybody trying to be great all by themselves and at the same time. Work together, be of one accord. I mean, it's going to happen somewhere. Somebody's going to be an example. And I'm awfully afraid it's going to be me and my wonderful children. Because we went from go fuck yourself and do it now. And please don't call me, to, wait, I just came out the shower. Oh, not pee-pee, Mom, but I can talk to you right now. That's called love. You feel me? And that's success. And a family, that's success for a family. If a family has love, you are the most successful family on the face of the motherfucking earth. And that's what I'm talking about. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Thursday. And I'll check in with you tomorrow because it's Money Friday. Everybody that didn't pay me on Money Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday got to give it up. You feel me? Have a good night and know that I love you and everything happens in love. really love you. I really do. I really, really do. Peace.